It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aaron Glenn just spoke at the owner meeting, so we're all over this stuff. I think it was Rich Cimini that asked them the question, you guys seem like you're kind of moving along very quietly and not making any waves. Here was Glenn.
It is by design. And listen, I'm a huge believer in just moving in silence and, you know, letting things play out like they need to play out.
Moving in silence is what he said there as it kind of trailed off a little bit. He says it's all by design.
Listen, let's just make the moves we need to make. Listen, this doesn't need to be a big hoopla of what we're doing. We just want to go out about our business and coach these players and try to create an atmosphere for the players that's totally different, probably what they've been used to.
Get rid of the circus.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely the opposite. And most teams do that. Most teams go from one extreme to the other. And here we are now stuck in, really, and it's a whole new way of doing things. At least that's what it's going to be, from everything internally to now externally as well.
Expectations of new players coming in. This was one more from Glenn.
I want the free agents to play like draft picks. I want our third-round picks to play like first-round picks. I want our first-round picks to wear a gold jacket at some point. And that's the job of coaches.
So that was courtesy of SNY, yes.
So the audio is terrible. I would have told you to get it, but I just watched this funny video. Mike Tomlin is speaking, and right next to him is one of the beat writers who's been there for a long time, Mark Caboli, who I know from the years I was out there. And he's a large man. Like, he knows he's a large man. He makes jokes about himself.
He's like the Peter Schwartz of...
Of Pittsburgh media. So okay. He says to Mike Tomlin, he goes, hey, coach, you know, me and DK Metcalf, we have something in common. You know, he says that he eats like 3 to 4 candy bars a day. And Tomlin goes, really? And he goes, yeah, you know, and me too. And he goes, well, you guys wear it differently. It was just perfect. Everybody was laughing. But yeah, Caboli's a big dude.
Hey, he looks so disinterested too.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
You know what? Usually, to me, it looked like he was in some sort of trance.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a sugar high or a sugar low trance or something, but he looked like he did not want to be there. His mouth was open. His eyes were closed.
It was
sitting right next to Tommy.
It's actually eye-opening when you see it.
Yeah.
You're like, what's is he okay?
Right, exactly.
He's okay. Well, here was Tomlin. He was also speaking this morning, as you're referencing. Don't know who the quarterback's going to be in Pittsburgh. But that's, oh, by the way, he was sweating profusely. I don't know
Tomlin
if you know,
was?
Yeah, I don't know if they're in a really warm room. Were they in Florida somewhere, West Palm Beach
yes,
or something?
I think so.
He says, it's all right where we're at.
I do believe that. And that's we believe that's Justin that's is the starter.
Mike Tomlin. That's Mooj.
Who's that?
Here it is. Mooj. I'm getting to that.
I'm really comfortable with being unsettled this time of year, to be quite honest with you. It's about talent acquisition. We got two means of main means of acquiring talent, free agency in the draft. We multitask. We do both.
I don't know why it says main means. I'm thinking main drain.
Main drain, main man, main means.
It's pretty
by the way, Aaron Rodgers, Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network reporting that Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf had a throwing session together this weekend. So that's not dead.
I would say that's not dead. Huh. How about that? Mention NFL Network. Peter Schrager, I guess, gave his notice today.
Yeah, for Good Morning Football or for NFL Network totally?
No, Good Morning Football.
Just Good Morning Football?
Yep.
Okay.
Here was one more from Tomlin. What he took from, this is very honest, what he took from last season and how it ended.
It's hard, but it's fair, and that's what I love about it. You know, you work all year in an effort to be moving in, at the right trajectory at the significant point of the year. And the reality of 2024 for us was as the road got narrow, we were not one of the elites. And thankfully for us, we played the elites.
And showed them where they stacked up. So that's actually a pretty good, honest answer. Here was Mooj, the one I started to play. He was talking about Fields and how good he is, and that he is going to be the Jets' starting quarterback. So now what do you do in the draft? Will you not draft a quarterback if one is sitting there for you at seven?
We'll evaluate, just like any position, we're going to evaluate the quarterbacks, the entire class, right? and that's the same for every position. It doesn't change our approach. We'll have those meetings and evaluate every quarterback.
That's very well done by CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Network's got his hand motions captured in three different photos, and that's just a little taste of what he does. I mean, it's the fist. He puts the right fist up, and then the left fist up, and then he puts them together. That's a big thing he likes to do.
He is very active, that is for sure, with the hands. Anyhow, the Yankees beat the Brewers on Sunday. They banged another few home runs. They hit, for the weekend, a whopping 15 of them. 12-3 was the final yesterday. Here was Jazz Chisholm on the YES Network. He had a big game yesterday with a couple of home runs and five RBIs, saying we're off to a great start.
I'm just locked in because I be working with Aaron Judge every day, you know what I'm saying? So, but we're having a lot of fun over here. You know, we're enjoying it, and we're going to keep on riding it out all year.
And here was Judge talking about Judge and Jazz.
Oh, my goodness. Jazz has been swinging the bat all year in spring training, even now. You know, he kind of came in with a different attitude in the spring training that he was a man on a mission to go out there and do something special. So it's been fun to watch him this first series, and excited to see him for the rest of the season.
And now the Yankees get a day off. That was with Susan after the game, while the Mets will be in Miami. The Mets were off yesterday. We know about Francisco Lindor's rough weekend. He was asked the other day if anything's been lingering from spring training this time around.
No, I probably had the same amount of bats I normally have. Not peaking, where usually I come in peaking.
Yeah, well, that has not been the case. I do like his very subtle answer here. How do you get yourself going early part of the season?
I guess I got to put the ball in play. Focus on not hitting it to the opposing players.
that does help.
Yeah.
Hit them where they ain't.
As simple as that.
For 11.
Oof.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, with our biggest sale ever. Furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
By the way, the Braves off to an 0-4 start, getting swept by San Diego this weekend, capped last night by losing to the Padres. They got one hit, and I believe it was in Nick Pivetta that pitched. He faced the minimum. Mets 1-2, Miami 3-1 to get things started. A couple of other things we've got for you this hour. Of course, the Knicks took on the Blazers. They won 110-93. Here was OG Anunoby. He had 28 points. He was on MSG postgame talking about hitting his stride offensively.
Just being aggressive, trusting my work, and then my teammates trusting me, finding me when I'm open, and then me just shooting with confidence.
And it wasn't just him. Mikal Bridges had 28 points as well. Here was Bridges, why he was on target.
To trust my work and my teammates, you know, I think, you know, just, you know, let me play, get, you know, get me involved and try to make the right read. That's pretty much it. Just all credit to my teammates.
Knicks now 47-27, and help is on the way. Jalen Brunson spoke pregame and talked about getting back to basketball activities. Would not say much more than that, but 20 games over 500 for the Knicks. Josh Hart, by the way, another near triple-double, 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists, and they are almost whole as a team as we get closer and closer to the playoffs. The Nets were off. They'll be in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks on the Fan at 8:20. Kevin Durant might be getting paid to not play again. Not sure if you saw any of this in the... So how about this final score in Phoenix? The Rockets 148, the Suns 109. Here was Durant, though.
This, unfortunately, is why. A drive to the basket by Kevin Durant. And now you can see from that angle, looked a lot more severe. He just completely rolled over on the side of that foot.
Remember the Cooper Flagg injury? I'm not saying it's like that, but it's pretty close the way his ankle and foot went the wrong way as he stepped on the foot driving to the basket. Came out of the game early in the third quarter, and they are not sure of the severity of that injury. But Houston in that game shot 57%. Easy way to win that game. So, and that was Kevin Ray on Phoenix Suns TV. You had Houston beat Tennessee, NCAA tournament 69-50. Auburn beat Michigan State 70-64. So they will be in San Antonio on Saturday night. You've got Florida and Auburn, two teams from the SEC facing off, winner going to the championship, and Houston takes on Duke in the other. And then that's what Monday night. It'll tip off probably right around 9 p.m., as you pointed out. Hurricanes beat the Islanders 6-4. You've got the Devils and the Wild tonight. And in golf on Sunday, Min Woo Lee did win the Texas Children's Houston Open. But I should have checked. That's his first win, right?
It is.
On tour?
Yep. And so, if you watched Full Swing on Netflix, they profiled him.
Yeah.
And his sister is a fantastic golfer on the LPGA Tour, has won multiple times, and they talked about this shadow that he's in his family because he never got a chance to win. So he won, and he did the funny aim point thing. You know, people.
But he also, according to her, he's the personality in the family.
Yeah, she's just like straightforward.
And very forward about her golf and just stays in her lane.
Yeah. It was wild watching that. It's not like there's just no one at the golf course for those events. And he's just walking around, you know. It's strange, but. Good for him. He beat Scottie Scheffler and Gary Woodland by one shot apiece. All right, moment of the day. A little lengthy. So the subject of AI came up earlier this morning, and I did note something from Suzanne Somers' widower. There's a Suzanne Somers robot that he's got.
What? And he got a robot of her?
Am I telling that right, Al?
Correct, yep. It can talk to him.
And looks like her?
It looks like a younger version of her from the images that are out there.
That is sick. I'm sorry.
You know who she looks like? If this is the right picture. She looks like the new AG Pam Bondi. That's what she looks like.
The large-breasted robot.
Yeah, it really doesn't look like. I don't know.
It would have to be a young version of her. But when I think of Chrissy on Three's Company, that doesn't look like her either to me.
Does he have an intimate relationship?
Making love to a robot.
I mean, that doesn't look like her.
No, I don't know. I do not know.
It looks like an attractive young blonde woman, but...
I don't think it's a robot you can make love to, what I was told.
By who? I was told.
I mean, I'm sure you can do whatever you want.
Are you talking to Grok again?
Right. What?
Did you Grok that?
No, but nowhere in the articles, I read multiple articles, did it say it was a sex robot. This is more of a, like an AI-type intelligent robot.
Got it.
But I mean, if you wanted to do something to it, I'm sure you could.
People have sex with blow-up dolls. Like, why would you not have sex with a robot that looks like a human?
That's a great question. Would I have sex with a robot? That would probably.
I think I might too. I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to run from this.
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Monday.
Yeah, and then Al put it in our heads the guilt you would feel after your intimate night with a robot and having to put her back in the closet.
Right, you're not going to throw it out. It might cost a lot of money.
Like you had
that device from that radio station. You tossed it.
I did throw that out, yeah.
You spend thousands of dollars on a robot. You ain't tossing it.
No. Just I'll see you tomorrow.
Hopefully cleaned more frequently than the ball pit.
The trampoline park.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.